It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, 8:14, and you're playing for 4-pack tickets to the Progressive Chicago Boat RV and Strictly Sail Show, and that's at beautiful McCormick Place in Chicago. Okay?
We've had several weeks of holiday movies, and you know what? We were just, you guys were overdue for a nice romance.
Yeah, I figured.
It's really a nice...
We were overdue for a nice romance.
I'm glad you both find this hilarious.
I love that. The more uncomfortable you are, the happier I am.
This is going to be right up there, I'll tell you that.
You got your sound effects ready?
Okay, wait a minute. Sound, yes, I have.
You have the bed music, and you're doing. Jack's actually our sound effects machine. Whenever we need one for a chick flick, he somehow makes the noise.
Oh, this is nice.
Okay.
Go ahead, set the scene.
Setting the scene. The leading lady has been caught by a stable boy in a very compromising position in the barn. Jack and Steve, action.
Hank's gonna hear about this, you know.
From you?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's too bad, I guess.
I don't understand people like you. You got the best man in the whole county. You got the best piece of land. Still not satisfied, though.
I don't like being satisfied. I like wanting more. I like getting things I'm not supposed to have.
Don't do that. I can't do this. He's my friend.
He doesn't have to know. Who's going to tell him? I'm not going to tell him.
Can I just point out, there was only supposed to be one kiss in there, not 17.
He got into the moment.
I should have slapped you.
236-1015. Good luck.